This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
America, Third Watch, coming to you live from the flagship studios of AM 860 and AM 930, The Answer. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Ride, Captain, ride.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch Monday morning edition. New Year's Eve early morning. It's still this year. It'll be next year tomorrow at this time as we broadcast from our Moss Nissan studio at our Salem Media Group flagship station, AM860 The Answer in Tampa, Florida, and across America on our Salem Media Group affiliates and leading independent radio stations across America, where we're also heard around the world streaming to where many of our great military men and women are listening to us right now. And to them, we say a special thank you for your service to America. Now, the Captain's America Third Watch is nationally syndicated now via the GCN Live Radio Network on the Westwood One XDS satellite receiver under GCN2, the Captain's America Third Watch. And we're looking forward to adding many more radio stations to become part of the Captain's Army. Hello to our new affiliate in San Antonio, 930 The Answer, our Salem affiliate there. And in Houston, Texas, we welcome you aboard there. And in Shepherd, Michigan tonight, the AM 830 and FM 92.3 signal in Shepherd, Michigan at WMMI. Now, also, thanks for your service to America for all of our great EMTs, our firefighters, police, hospital, ER room workers, 911 dispatchers, too. We've got your six. And don't forget to check out the Captain's America Third Watch.com website. The Captain's America Third Watch.com website. Well, joining us right now, Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com. Hello, Kim. In.
Good morning.
Last year, Kim Jong-un, in his annual New Year's Day message, which will be over there sooner than it is here for us, we should be seeing the text sometime, I'm going to guess, around noontime, 1 or 2 o'clock this afternoon. Now, he offered an olive branch to the South Korean president. What do you suppose he's going to do this year? Everybody is really wondering, and a lot of speculating going on here.
Well, a letter did get sent to the Trump administration through some back channels. I'm not necessarily saying who those back channels are, but I would suggest it's probably some envoy between North Korea to South Korea to the United States. But I think what is happening here is that he wants to continue the talks with the United States. He does want to go visit President Moon in South Korea. They want to continue to follow up on what things that they have laid out in the summit. And they are not being terribly specific. However, I think sanctions are going to be a big part of what necessarily will happen in the next round of talks. When Pompeo canceled his meeting with Kim in November, that has not been rescheduled yet. So I find that to be quite interesting that, you know, all things have come to a screeching halt in that regard. However, that doesn't mean that, you know, talks between the two or three countries haven't continued in some form or fashion. But it is kind of interesting because North Korea has taken some interesting steps. You know, they demilitarized, if you will, one of the border village, Panmunjom, which is a village. So they removed the mines and the firearms.
Found a bunch of bodies underneath some of those guardhouses, too.
Yeah, and so they destroyed the frontline guard posts and created some kind of buffer zones on the land and sea boundaries. And there is some kind of no-fly zone above that area of the border. So, I think these are merely just gestures, easy gestures, if you will. We'll take a tiny little step. I know we've asked North Korea to take some more giant steps.
Uh-huh.
They haven't. So I think he's just doing some token little things to kind of keep the flame alive.
Well, the next big question mark is China.
What about it?
Well, what about it is it's little reported that in America that a huge percentage of the Chinese do not support the economic tariff policies of their own government. And Chinese corporations very quietly have been moving out of China into other parts of Southeast Asia. Have you noticed that?
Well, and here's another interesting thing. People don't realize that the second largest group of people coming across our southern border
are Chinese. Yeah.
So I guess, you know, things are clearly not working. Their factory output has dropped dramatically. And they actually expect more of that in 2019.
Mm-hmm.
So China, I've heard, is financially not quite as strong as they once were. And now we're going to have to begin to believe those reports that they are in shaky ground, if you will. So we shall see that the United States with the trade talks and whatnot kind of forcing their hand. I think in some parts of the globe they've also overextended themselves, and things are not quite as glowing. I would say for China, and you know they are still part of the back channel pressure being put on Kim Jong-un in whatever talks that he's having with South Korea and or the United States, or whatever communications he's having.
Okay.
So, yeah, we shall see.
All right, now we're getting ready to take a break, but when we come back from the break, I'm going to discuss something with you that I mentioned earlier. There is a way that the president can get his border wall and all of his money for the wall to boot legally, through the use of an executive order. Will he do it? Don't know. Talked to an attorney yesterday about it, and also talked to a constitutional expert about it, and we'll get talking into that when we come back. So don't go anywhere. I'll be right back with more with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root from Newsmax TV and the War Now radio show on USA Radio. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Thank you, Mr. Wayne Allyn Root. And Wayne Allyn Root will be here for you folks on the Pacific Coast and Mountain Time. He will be here Wednesday night, your time, Thursday morning, my time. We're going to talk about a lot of different things, and I can't wait to get Wayne fired up again because he's lit up and ready to go for the new year. He says he's all set, and he's had a plenty of rest. He took a whole week off is what he did and went skiing in Utah, where he's got a summer home up there, or winter home, rather, in Park City, Utah. But this portion of the program brought to you by the United States Concealed Carry Association. You can find out more about them by going to the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com. That's the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com. And dead center, top upper portion of the page, click on that great big USCCA logo that's right there, and you'll have a chance to sign up to win the Gun A Day giveaway for free every day, as well as if you become a member like I am, you can get $474 worth of free stuff from the USCCA that will definitely help you out in knowing what you can and you can't do, and a lot of different training materials as well there as well. Okay, Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com is with us. Good morning.
Good morning.
I had breakfast with a couple of people, and we talked about the what the president could and could not do if he chose to do so. Now, this would not be popular with everybody. I get it. I understand it. But he could use an executive order where he would declare a national security emergency along the southern border with Mexico, and in doing so would be able to take the $25 billion from the military budget, which is the only place he could get the money for the declared stated national security emergency, and put it to use for the wall and all security issues related there as well. Now, that's phase one. There's another way to do that. So let's start with that. A lot of people are going, yeah, well, yeah, sure, of course you can. And some people are going, wait a minute, not so fast. So what do you think?
I don't like governing by executive order. That doesn't separate the Trump administration really from what the Obama administration was doing. Mm-hmm. We clearly do have a national security condition here. It's certainly a threat to national security. I mean, we just saw what happened to our Sheriff's Deputy Singh.
Yeah.
God rest his soul.
Did you see that procession yesterday, by the way?
That was not yesterday, but yeah, I did.
Yeah, well, I just saw the video yesterday finally, but there must have been 1,000 police cars from all around the country in that.
Yeah. And so here's, you know those call boxes that we have on I-75?
I do.
We did.
And
okay.
On the bridge,
but,
yep. Uh-huh.
You know, we've got, you know, every other mile marker on I-75, you have issues with your car.
Right.
You can go to that call box and, you know, some tow truck at the next exit will show up or something like that. Well, that same kind of model is actually used in Texas. We have these placards, and these placards say, if you're in trouble, push this button. And it's in English, Spanish, and in Chinese, because, again, Chinese is the number two
right.
Entity coming across. Okay. Now, think about that for a second. So we have got Border Patrol that is essentially becoming, you know, tow truck drivers, if you will, for these people. So what do? We go, I mean, they're virtually just calling themselves in, come pick me up, we're hungry, we're lost, we're this, we're that, and then we give them a piece of paper that says, okay, show up. And then they don't show up, so they're using a piece of paper, too, as their means to be in the United States legally. They're not gonna show up to court, but they're essentially saying, we got in here, the Border Patrol knew about us, so, so we have a bigger problem here. I mean, it's like they've become Uber drivers. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Well, there's a second way to do this, too, and it's called budget reconciliation. It would start out in the Senate. McConnell would have to call for a budget reconciliation session. That would require only 51 votes to pass a new budget, which would be able to give him his $25 billion altogether to do what he needed, and it would pass in the Senate. Now, I'm not sure if that would have to go to the House or not. Are you?
You know, I know that there are gimmicks. I don't like the gimmicks. I want things being real here. We need to, you know, challenge the Democrats on these policies. And, again, you know, the Trump administration says that Mexico is paying for it indirectly through the new trade deal that we did. Okay, well, then it really shouldn't be that big of an issue if that's true, because then it becomes self-funding, if you understand what I'm saying.
Mm-hmm.
We still have, we've also left some other things on the table here that we've long since forgot, quit talking about. And one is chain migration. And the other is visa overstays.
Well, the visa lottery too, that stuff.
Well, that's, yeah. Or, and quotas. I mean, we got all these other things. So, I really believe that, you know, Trump has some other arrows in his quiver, and, you know, rather than just asking for something now, which apparently is $5.7 billion, but then, you know, it's gone up. I mean, this is another proposal. He's actually gone up, but he's going to throw in the DACA again. So apparently those talks went on all weekend, or all week. So I don't know where we are with this thing, but I can tell you that, you know, we gave the money, what was it, $10 billion?
To Mexico.
And to Guatemala and whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
I want to full-blown hearing. I want a full-blown hearing on what this whole illegal migrant asylee condition is costing the U.S. taxpayer. What it is costing us in public education, what it is costing us in medical, what it is costing us in entitlement, what it is costing us in Border Patrol, what it is costing us for Homeland Security investigations, ICE, narcotics, you know what I'm saying? Let's put the real numbers out on the table. Is it $100 billion? We don't know. I mean, the one agency that really never gets spoken about in all of this is DEA.
Yeah.
Is it okay with the Democrats that we just keep importing all of these drugs, all of these narcotics? Is that really okay?
Well, they want to tax them. They want to tax the drugs coming in illegally. That's their plan.
But that still doesn't help the situation.
Of course not.
A growing number of our population to be, you know, addicted to fentanyl or meth or, I mean, we're not. You notice that the Democrats are not talking about that condition. All the time, they did talk about last year for a while, you know, how many people die every year using fentanyl. But then that discussion went away. So, I mean, do we want to really allow this kind of channel to come into the United States and destroy some, you know, segment of our population going forward? So we have a workforce and a labor force going into the future that is diminishing because they're not able to work based on, you know, their use of meth and cocaine and heroin and fentanyl. I mean, I want a full-blown hearing on all of it. I think the numbers would be absolute and the facts would be absolutely staggering to the point where the Democrats would be embarrassed to not tighten up that border and to not challenge where we are on chain migration and where we are on relations with other countries, including China.
Sure.
If we don't think we can address, you know, Honduras and El Salvador and Guatemala and Mexico, well, okay, what about China? I mean, you don't hear the Democrats talking about the Chinese coming across that southern border at all, do you?
No.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the federal government, I think, of course, it's shut down right now. You're still alive, right? You can pinch yourself. You're still there?
Yeah, of course.
All right. Well, you know, we're still right down the middle, evenly divided with this border thing and this, that, and the other, and immigration and all that. It's not going one way. It's not going the other way. It's just right down the middle. Okay. Well, I'll talk to you tonight on, during the next year.
Okay.
All righty. Happy New Year. All right. Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com. We're coming right back with our second military and news report. Don't go anywhere. Be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
USA Radio News.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robert Walensky.
It's going to be one of the most well-policed
best protected events at one of the safest venues in the entire world.
That's New York City Police Commissioner James O'Neill as police in the Big Apple and detectives across the country prepare to keep you safe for New Year's celebrations. The New Year's Eve Times Square Ball, 12,000 pounds, ready to go. Law enforcement establishing frozen zones. There are snipers on roofs, bomb-sniffing dogs patrolling the streets, radiation detectors, and this year, the NYPD using drones. John Miller, NYPD Deputy Commissioner of Intelligence and Counterterrorism.
What's different this year is the counter-drone technology.
In other news, the partial government shutdown now in its second week and will roll into 2019. Lawmakers return to Capitol Hill after the New Year's holiday on Thursday. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995. Immediately. That's 800-605-6995. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to them and give you their feedback. If they like what they read, they'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. They handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 800-605-6995 now for your free author submission kit. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 800-605-6995. That's 800-605-6995. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995 for your free author submission kit.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Everybody, this is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
And now, it's time for Veterans News on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, it's time for our second Military and Veterans News segment, brought to you by our good friends at the National Aviation Academy. National Aviation Academy, where you can turn your career upside down, backwards, in a positive manner. If you're going nowhere, you got one of those dead-end jobs, having problems, trying to make ends meet, I can turn your ship around. Just give a listen.
Hey America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now listen up, guys and gals, especially military veterans, active duty military folks coming out of the service. Your GI Bill is good at the National Aviation Academy. Now, to find out how good it is, give them a call at 800-659-2080. That's 800-659-2080. Because if you're in one of those dead-end jobs, if you're going nowhere, you got no chance for the future, a pay raise or promotion, then I've got one whale of an idea to help you jumpstart your career and your paycheck, too. in 14 short months, you can be well on your way to a high-paying, in-demand job with unlimited earning potential for growth as an aviation maintenance tech. Now, you want to start out at 50, 60, 70, 75, 80, 85, 90, 95, $100,000 a year or more? Want to work overseas? Want to work anywhere in the world? National Aviation Academy can help you out. So check them out online. NAA.edu. That's NAA.edu. Or give them a call at 800-659-2080. Again, that's 800-659-2080. And always remember to tell them the captain sent you. That's your green light in the door. Your green light in the door. It is a tremendous opportunity. Now, on the heels of the president's planned removal of troops from Syria, according to the latest polls coming from the Rasmussen reports, voters are far less likely to think that the United States needs to be more hands-on in the Middle East, period. Think about that for a minute. Now, those same voters said, 89% of them, that the performance of the United States military is good or excellent. Add me in there, we'll make it 90. But 46% believe the U.S. military is still overstretched these days. Well, not really. Not really. Now, 56% of the voters think the United States and its allies are winning the war on terror. Of course we are. That's the highest level of confidence since Osama bin Laden was killed 7 years ago. Think about that for a minute. Isn't that something? And, of course, 40% of the voters say that the country is headed in the right direction. That maintains constant, even though there are people trying to tell you, well, the voters said, don't buy the lie. Polls are saying something totally different than the progressive left liberal socialist pundits that are on television. They're telling you a lie because that's what they do using the Clark Piven strategy. Now, congratulations to soldiers from the 25th ID who made it home in time for the holidays. Welcome home. Your country owes you a great deal of gratitude for the great job that you've done, doing what you've done. We thank you very much. And the U.S. Army is now practicing to take down enemy aircraft over the skies in Europe. Think about that for a second. We're going to have enemy aircraft flying around Europe. Well, that enemy aircraft could be a drone, right? It could be private aircraft, right? Maybe it would be commercial aircraft, right? Because we got the warning that Al-Qaeda is once again looking to use aircraft as a means of weaponry around the world, and there are warnings up right now all across Europe for just that very same thing. This is not a time to just hop on an airplane and go flying somewhere around the world without paying attention to what the warnings are in the areas where you're going. You might want to reconsider your trip. Just saying. Now, the other thing that's going out is the Air Force is beginning to build specialized cyber teams across the service whose primary mission is to defend local installations and critical mission tasks from cyber attacks in the event they were to get one. And the other night, Saturday night, in St. Petersburg, over there in the gateway section where I live, behind Barney's, we had an all-of-a-sudden, out-of-nowhere power failure. That whole area went black. Just went gone. Stayed that way for about 30 minutes. First thing I thought of was, here we go again. And again, my mind always takes me to, I wonder if somebody took down the power grid. But they didn't. Oh, by the way, new in 2019, the Marines are going to be using the new MK-13 Mod 7 sniper rifle. That's going to be something to see. You'll start seeing them rolled out, you Marine snipers. You know what I'm talking about. And at the very last minute, I believe it was Friday, the Coast Guard was authorized their last official paycheck for this year. So they did get their last pay on Friday. They won't see another check for another couple of weeks or so, but that puts them in better shape than as if they hadn't had one to begin with. And you got to remember what we call the shallow water sailors. They have a very important job when it comes to national security. And again, I'm going to tell you that the president has the ability and the authority to declare a national homeland security incident along the southern border and take money from the military budget to do whatever it takes to assure the security of the United States, including building the border wall, and he could just stick it right in the Democrats' face and he couldn't do a damn thing about it. Now, would they sue him? Sure, because everybody's sue happy in this day and age in which we live. Pardon the pun there, Sue. Everybody's suit happy in the day in which we live right now. But, and they would judge shop to try to find a judge and say, oh no, you can't do this. But he has a constitutional authority to be able to do just that. Do I wish he would? Sure. Make it a point. Make it a point. But it could be done if he wanted to. And I'm going to talk to Frank Salvato about that in the next hour, coming up top of the hour. Also, the Bath Ironworks, which is a big shipbuilder, has received a $26 million Navy contract for modernizing some of our warships by adding some different appliances to them. In the case of some of the patrol ships, smaller patrol ships, we're talking about deck guns, amongst other things. And we'll see how all of that works out and plays out in the next week or so as we move along with a lot of different things that are going on. Okay, now, coming up, we're going to take a look at the great waterways that we have here and see what's going on in the water this morning, because it's going to be another beautiful day in the neighborhood. Once you get by the fog, great day to be out on a boat. Be right back.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how did it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Well, hey ho, Captain, it's Melvin out here in my bass boat. Hey, you know, maybe you can help me with something. You know, I was out here fishing a little bit earlier, and you know, this girl comes pulling up next to me in a little Boston Whaler selling Vienna hot dogs. She was in a nice little bathing suit and everything, but anyway, I got a couple of hot dogs from her, and she took off with my $20 and told me she'd bring my change back about 2 hours later. I ain't seen her. I can't explain that to my wife. You know, looks like I got a nibble on a big one. I gotta let you go there, Captain. Have a good day.
By the way, that happened to Roger P. Showman at the beach yesterday, too. He was out there and got caught up with one of those little hot dog gals. But anyway, this is the beach and boating forecast for the Nature Coast, the Sun Coast, and Tampa Bay as well. This morning, we're going to start out with some areas of dense fog. So, it'll be gone around 9-ish or thereabouts. The high today is going to be about 80 degrees. We're going to get a south wind about 6 to 10 miles an hour. Might have a few stronger gusts. Seas will be 2 feet with a light chop. Gulf water temperature 69 degrees. Bay water temperature 69. Our low tide came at 4:20 a.m. Our high tide is coming at 10:47 a.m. And tonight, It'll be partly cloudy with a low around 66. Again, we'll have light and variable winds. And New Year's Day, partly sunny with a high near 80 degrees again. Calm wind becoming south around 5 miles or so in the afternoon. You'll see a lot of the bowl games going on down here in Florida. And shorts and T-shirts will be the order of the day. Weather's gorgeous. Come on down. That's all I can tell you. Gorgeous, gorgeous, gorgeous weather. Now, the beach and boating forecast is brought to you by the largest, and I do mean largest, the largest franchise that the Freedom Boat Club has in the country, right here in my backyard in Tampa, Florida. Now, the Freedom Boat Club of Tampa Bay franchise has got well over 300 boats and over 18 locations to serve you. They're part of a 168 nationwide franchise location network. So if you were to join while you're down here watching one of these football games, participating in, say, the Outback Bowl or something else, you would be able to take your membership and go right back up there, wherever it is that you came from, and your local Freedom Boat Club closest to you, you'd be a member. Now, they've got three different plans. They've got the economy plan, which is the one that I'm on, which is Monday through Friday, 5 days a week, where you can get a boat, unlimited weekday usage. And you also get your first member of membership dues free, and you have reciprocity anywhere across the country. Now, if you want to use your membership on a weekend, you pay an upcharge and you can go ahead and do it. But it saves you a bunch of money right off the bat. And then the standard plan, of course, or the most popular one, is the 7-day-a-week plan, where you get your first month of membership dues free. You get unlimited 7-day usage. You get 4 rolling reservations at a time. And, of course, reciprocity anywhere in the country. And then they have the seasonal plan where you pay month to month to month. If you're down here in Florida, for example, if you're out there in California, for example, if you're in Texas, for example, or Louisiana, or any of the places where people come in the winter. Now, the number to call to find out more is 855-FREEDOM. That's 855-FREEDOM. Or you can go to their website, freedomboatclubtampabay.com. freedomboatclubtampabay.com to find out more about becoming a member. And again, membership is something that you can get and take advantage of for any of the locations anywhere across the United States. So check them out, freedomboatclubtampabay.com. FreedomBoatClubTampaBay.com. Okay, I've got a little audio here that I tried to save. Now, this is Heather Childers and Byron York that were talking on Fox. And they were talking about Nancy Pelosi, who is enjoying herself, by the way, still, I believe, in Hawaii. But listen to the discussion here.
So, Byron, it sounds like the Democrats, Nancy Pelosi specifically, has basically taken the ball and gone home.
Yeah, this is a total standstill right now. For any viewers who were hoping there was behind-the-scenes action going on, maybe there were offers and counteroffers and negotiations, no, it's not happening. There's none of that going on. Now, it does appear that the president has reduced his demand in a couple of ways. He's reduced his dollar demand. He was wanting $5 billion for the wall, and he's reduced a kind of rhetorical demand in that he doesn't insist on calling it a wall anymore. Yeah. You can call it a really big fence if you want to. But it appears that Nancy Pelosi, who will be the Speaker of the House in a very short time, has adopted kind of a total victory strategy. And her offer to the president is nothing. It's kind of like that scene in The Godfather Part 2 where Michael Corleone says, here's my offer. Nothing.
Nothing.
And that's where we are right now.
Yeah, let's listen to what Mick Mulvaney had to say on the state of negotiations on Fox and Friends earlier today.
We countered with $5 billion. They came back at walking away from the table. The Democrats have simply shut down the discussion.
You mentioned that they've come down on that number a little bit from $5 billion, not specifically saying how much they've come down, but will Republicans see that as giving in versus negotiation?
Well, some might. I mean, this is the way things normally work in Congress. The Democrats have approved either $1.3 or $1.6 billion dollars for border security, depending on how you measure it. The president wants $5 billion. So normally you would think that they'd find some area in the middle to meet. But that is not happening right now, nor are there any negotiations going on right now. So what we will see, I think, when Democrats take over the House in a few days, is they'll pass a bill to fund that part of the government that is not already funded. Remember, about 75% of the government is already funded. They'll pass a bill, they'll send it to the Senate, the president will reject it, and there will be.
Let's take a look at what President Trump had to say. He's had a lot to say on this front. This is one of his tweets. He said, this is not about the wall. Everybody knows that a wall will work perfectly. In Israel, the wall works 99.9%. This is only about the Dems not letting Donald Trump and the Republicans have a win. They may have the 10 Senate votes, but we have the issue, border security 2020. So is that what this boils down to, keeping it alive as a campaign issue? And then also for Nancy Pelosi, keeping it alive until she becomes Speaker?
Well, on the president's part, when he said 2020, he makes it pretty clear he sees it as a presidential re-election issue. But as far as a shutdown issue in the here and now, the Democrats clearly feel they have an advantage here because not too long ago, the president sat in the Oval Office and with all the cameras running, said, I will shut down the government. I will take the credit for it. I'm going to do it because border security is so important. So the Democrats feel that the president's pretty much already taken the blame for this, and they can push as hard as they like. Question will be, once everybody gets back in Washington in the new year, whether the president and Republicans will be able to make a solid case to the voters that Democrats are being completely intransigent and some sort of compromise is needed. Just unclear what's going to happen then.
Yeah.
Well, okay, so that's Byron York with Heather Childers from Fox. And obviously they're telling you things that you've heard discussed several different ways and several different mediums and several different individuals back and forth. But nothing's going to be done. Nothing is going to be done until January the 3rd when the new Congress takes their oath of office and comes in and the Senate and all that. And by the way, Rick Scott will be, January the 8th, I believe, is when he leaves the governor's post when Ron DeSantis takes in, and then that's when he'll show up to take his seat in the U.S. Senate. All right, the Captain's America Third Watch continues. Frank Silvato right around the corner.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.